The Danger Zone is on Max FM. Music news with producer Liz.
Unsurprisingly, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame introduction has been rescheduled. But the rescheduling is the story because it was postponed back like weeks ago.
Okay.
And now they have set a rescheduled date for November 7th. It was originally supposed to be in May. What was cool, for the first time ever, you could watch it live on HBO. So you could stream it live if you got HBO.
Oh, I'm not rich. I can't afford the HBOs.
Fair enough. Well, the others who do have it can. So that's just not for you. YouTube has changed some of your settings. They've changed the settings to preserve bandwidth while everybody is staying at home. They have restored their default settings down to standard definition. You can still switch it back to HD, but you may notice that your music videos do not look quite as crisp unless you change it yourself.
Oh, weird.
So,
they're worried about the internet breaking still?
It's just because so many more people are home now and they're going to be, you know, on the internet. Yes. And so to preserve bandwidth, they've restored the settings to standard. I think it's a good idea,
precious,
ultimately.
Precious bandwidth.
I mean, dude, it's going to be irritating. You're trying to watch a Green Day video and it just keeps buffering.
Fair enough.
So, and Pearl Jam has got their latest weird little way for you to listen to Gigaton before it comes out. Again, the album's not set to release till March 27th, but they have set up a hotline that you can call to preview the album.
What, like you listen to it over the phone?
Yeah, because why not? You can call 585-20-PEARL. And you'll leave a message for the band. And then, if you opt into receiving messages from the band in the future, you can listen to the preview of the album.
Over the phone.
Over the phone, yes.
Which will sound like turd.
It'll sound like garbage, so I wouldn't do it, but you can, because why not?
I think I'll just download it illegally from the internet once
it
leaks.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, that's a good idea.
Thanks, Liz.
No problem.
The Danger Zone is on Max FM.